Discourse 28. Arcturus Discourse on the Musical Festival at Soldier Field. August 19, 1934. Arcturus. It is Saint Germain's request that I voice to you the mighty accomplishment at the Music Festival last night. May I first refer to my own humble efforts in conjunction with those at the Royal Teton on New Year's Day 2 years ago? It was then decreed that the Century of Progress Exposition should be a focus for a constructive activity, which should ever expand and increase in intensity during the next 100 years. The opening and lighting of it was the initiatory step that is to usher in the beautiful, magnificent golden age which is signalized in that activity. This has made Soldier Field sacred ground, a sacred altar of divine activity in the Western world, and so far as humanity at large is concerned, the hub of the whole of America. A volume could be written on all that took place, and that which led up to last evening, but owing to the human sense of time, this must be greatly condensed, and but an outline given. Before proceeding with this description, I wish to call your attention to the unparalleled number of pageants of all kinds, of many nationalities, that are being held in Soldier Field this summer. These cover the period from the ascension of Jesus down to the present time. They give acknowledgment to the ascension, which is the most vital thing, and the culmination of all human experience. These pageants, from the human standpoint, are a calling forth of the latent memory in humanity at large, and are a raising of the essence of that activity. How easy it is for humanity to pass over transcendent activities because of their unbelief, their lack of acknowledgment or acceptance of the true perfection of life. For all life in manifestation is God in action. Unfortunately, however, it is more often colored by human concepts of limitation and destructive qualities, which through the individual's power of free will, everyone is at liberty to do. This ere long, however, will be greatly remedied by the setting aside of the greater part of the human free will as it is known today. This will enable much of humanity to be awakened and saved from its own destruction. Here may I say that the students who think they can play with the great law because of their unwillingness to give the necessary self-discipline will find themselves unfortunate indeed if they attempt it when once having entered upon the conscious path. The great law, which does not discriminate, takes individuals at their words and feelings. Those who think they can escape this are but deceiving themselves. The coming pageant of the Celts is really of great importance, for it enters into the vibratory action from the time of Jesus up to the present. The inner activity within and above Soldier Field last night was one of the most divine activities since the advent of the Kumaras into the presence of the earth. Circle upon circle rose above the surface of the earth, and those seated within the field. The first circle was formed by the members of the Great White Brotherhood in their golden robes, being those whose outer forms have not yet made the ascension. Next came the ascended host of masters who have made the ascension. Then came the angel devas and 7 of the cherubim. The circle above them contained 4 of the gods of the mountains, 3 of whom you know, the other you shall know. Around these were the archangels, of whom the archangel Michael was the director. Surrounding the core of light within the center of the field, extending for 200 feet within the earth and to 5,000 feet above, were Saint Germain, Jesus, the tall master from Venus, and the great divine director. They were the dispensers of the mighty currents of energy sent to all parts of the earth to do their work with no uncertainty. During the singing of the Holy City, the divine pattern of that which is to become the Holy City upon earth was lowered into its position, where it shall remain until it becomes a visible, vibrant city of light to the westward. The exact position of this I may not disclose at the present time, but I assure you it was a mighty activity which will become a mighty reality to the humanity of earth. During Mr. Thomas' solos, that great vibratory action was taken up and re-echoed by a great majestic celestial chorus, whose radiance poured forth over America like a glistening shower of light to consume and bless. During the singing of the Hallelujah Chorus, the entire activity was turned over to the direct dispensation of Jesus himself. I wish to assure you that the set pieces in color were not just a human idea, but those responsible for their presence were inspired by the ascended masters, principally Saint Germain, in order to establish their renewed powerful activity, which was intensified a thousandfold or more, to again act within the life, the soul, the light, from the heart to the periphery of America and the world. The representation of signing the Declaration of Independence was to bring before the conscious attention of the earth, and especially America, its unparalleled activity upon the earth, and to call it to the attention of the people of America, that they might hold close to and stand by the original Constitution of the United States, which was and is a divine creation. Until such time as the complete ascended Master Constitution of the United States of America shall come forth, as the advance of the Golden Age proceeds. The Golden Eagle and the Shield represent the height of divine protection for America again re-established. The Bell of Liberty in the power color of blue represents the glorious liberty and freedom forever for America and the earth from all human selfishness, the instigator of which in every case is private profit. The cause has been the same throughout the ages. The four powerful blue rays that formed a canopy over the field, thought to be ordinary by the mass of humanity, represented the fourth dimensional activity brought into visibility upon earth. And if it be necessary for the protection of America, the jewel in the heart of God, then that blazing light as of a thousand suns shall descend upon earth and consume all human inharmony and selfishness from the planet. The fan of pink light at the beginning was qualified to serve in the entire activity, and the great love star stood above all, shedding its rays through tier upon tier of great beings. I congratulate you and this good brother and those many students of our beloved Saint Germain, and I thank you all for your earnest, sincere effort on behalf of the freedom of America. May the activity of these beloved students of light ever continue to expand until from this nucleus the light of its radiance covers America. I also congratulate our beloved Saint Germain for his great accomplishment in establishing this nucleus and focus in America, and for his wonderful love, his light, his work for America for nearly 200 years, which ere long will begin to bear fruit of such perfect kind as has not been heretofore in any civilization. I bow in acknowledgement of his great love, wisdom, and strength. I congratulate you, my beloved sister and brother, for your love, steadfastness, patience, and activity for the students that have been and those that are to follow. Ever know that I am the only acting presence, and you will find that all activity will conform to the perfection of that presence. I bid you adieu, but not goodbye. Saint Germain. Your attention last night was called to an activity of the Great White Brotherhood, in which the Eucharistic Congress was used as an example for that which may follow many times in the future. The representative of the Pope, Cardinal Bonzano of Rome, did make the ascension from Soldier Field in 1926 in a way not heretofore described. However, it is hoped that this description may be given in the next year or possibly 2 years. Cardinal Bonzano was and had been for many years the representative of the Great White Brotherhood. The golden light never affected anyone's brain except in a harmonious manner, and to illumine and perfect it. It is time to take the nonsense out of the human. There cannot be two masters. Always use the golden light on the brain. Everybody's brain needs a light bath every day. The average individual only uses about 5% of his or her brain. When you begin to call forth your eternal divine memory, then the vastness of infinity is in your grasp. If you want conscious association with the ascended masters, this human has to obey. You have to clean house and not give it its own way under any circumstances. You have to flay it alive until it does only the will of the mighty I Am Presence. Treat the brain for the eternal divine memory. If you forget something, it is because there is not enough light in the brain. Treat the mind for clear, calm, ascended master comprehension. It is you who must take your mind in hand and tell it how to behave. If you will let it, it wastes tons of energy. Take your brain in hand and command it to be filled with my ascended master consciousness, the eternal divine memory of God. One with God is the law. Move forward and walk in it. You will have a tremendous sense of freedom within yourself if you will do this. Take about 10 minutes each day, sit down, and talk to your mighty I Am Presence something like this. Mighty I Am Presence, listen. You take out of me all criticism, condemning blame, resistance, judging, rebellion, jealousy, self-pity, pride, selfishness, doubt, and fear. Take them out of me and annihilate them, and put Saint Germain's self-control and dominion in their place. Be as faithful as you can to the healing of the distress of the physical body, but remember to spend most of your time on healing the wounds of hate. 7 of the ascended host, acting from the violet temple of light, sent forth its mighty rays, commanding obedience to the inner activity of forces everywhere acting on the physical plane. Those who can joyously accept the truth of this great activity will receive very great benefit. All acceptance of the mighty truth by the student must always be voluntary. The more intense the joyous reaching out for light and understanding, the more is it hastened into activity in the individual's life and world. The more one accepts the inner truth as a reality, the more that one can be used as a mighty messenger of the light. Much is to be given of this inner truth that will strain the credulity of even the most sincere student, so that nothing but the inner prompting of the individual's own God within will make it possible for him or her to accept it. Nothing will be given except verifiable truth, yet there will be many who will think some things far-fetched, but that is unfortunate for them. No longer, in the mighty radiation of this inner presence, is the growth of the individual to be considered, but the radiation will pour forth clothing humanity in its radiation and holding even those without conscious understanding in its close embrace. When you command as the Christ, you cause the inner activity to take place which shuts out the outer. As you continue to fill your mind and body full of God, you are building an invincible armor. The radiation from the blue costumes at the music festival was very powerful because the blue ray was used intensely. The blue ray is always used to disintegrate the coarser or lower human element. Lonto is always in charge of the retreat at the Royal Teton. You will find during the next 7 years specific activity among the Ascended Masters. Those having special qualities will be called upon for specific activity because of their own natural quality. Notes to the Students by Mrs. Ballard. Say, Mighty I Am Presence, take me to one of the great music temples. Let me hear the music of the spheres, and see that I record it and bring it back in the morning. Mr. Ballard, there is only one thing to be concerned about. No, the I Am is so marvelous that only its perfection can express. With all the love of the Great Presence, I say, bless these loved ones, that they may be enabled to make within their own mental and feeling world that condition which is required that will give them, if only once, a manifestation that will forever satisfy them fully. I want to say a word right here. I want to tell you, if you knew the nights that child, Mrs. Ballard, has stayed up all night long, working for these students, pouring out the love of her being to you, when she talks about discipline, it is for us to get up and on the job. Saint Germain has put her through a discipline that many of you would not be able to endure. Mrs. Ballard, don't let your mind ever again tell you about anything but the freedom and perfection of the mighty I Am Presence. In your hearts, you do desire to be free. This outer self stands in the way until we whip it into shape. Anyone under Saint Germain's radiation can succeed in anything he or she desires. Benediction. Out of the glory of thy wondrous presence, O mighty I Am, we feel, we know, the glory of thy radiance, perfection, health, joy, happiness, courage, and confidence, filling the mind and body of each one of these beloved students, filling it so full of thy mighty perfection that there isn't room for a single thing except thee, and that thy marvelous activity is eternally sustained. By the action of the mighty I Am Presence, so fix the courage, the confidence, and the power of the ascension within the consciousness that it lifts the consciousness above the binding effect of human things and sets all free in the full activity of the mighty I Am Presence in whatever they are doing. O mighty presence, how deep our gratitude that thou art the only presence and intelligence acting. Teach each one of the students to maintain that love and peace and harmony within their consciousness, because only in that can thy perfection come forth. Teach the outer to become calm, at peace, and poised in its activity, for all eternity is before us. Let us be grateful and satisfied, and let us be patient until the fullness of that mighty I Am is manifest. Glorify these beloved ones, O great ascended masters of light, love, and wisdom. Glorify them, and fold them in thy wondrous mantle of peace, love, and light. Clothe them with thy mantle, protect and hold them so close within thy embrace that no human thought enters to mar the beauty, the perfection of thy wondrous radiance which thou art. Glorify each one in that light, expanding and filling the body with its pure, mighty energy, courage, confidence, and perfection. Glorify each one with that perfection which transcends all human concepts and sets each one free in beauty, perfection, and service of the light.